Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Mike Tobash of the 125th Legislative District in Schuylkill and Berks Counties. Representative Tobash, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, of course, the economy of Pennsylvania in many respects is based on agriculture and manufacturing. And you have some legislation that's just been brought before the Education Committee that will help to encourage exposure, particularly at the secondary education level, to businesses and manufacturing. What's going on here?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was fortunate enough to be in the House Education Committee talking about Bill 1816, and it has now passed out of committee, and we're hopeful that it will be acted on in the House, get over to the Senate, and get signed into law. There's an opportunity here within this bill to have teachers receive continuing education credit for an approved program where they go in and take a look at manufacturing facilities. So what we're trying to do is eliminate this disconnect that many believe exists, myself included, from my perspective talking to manufacturers, that there's a disconnect between education and job creators. Look, we've got to get on the same page here. You know, it's disheartening to me when I talk to employers and they say that they're having difficulty filling positions and we've got a high unemployment rate. We keep talking about good jobs. Let me tell you, there are good high-income producing jobs available within the 125th District in the manufacturing sector, and we're just not getting them filled.
And I understand that one of the problems is that our school systems simply aren't producing students that have the appropriate skills.
Look, there's some kind of belief, I think, right now within education that everyone needs a four-year college degree, and that's just not the case. I can tell you that one of the reasons that this initiative got spawned was I was in a manufacturing facility, SAPA, that's an aluminum extrusion company in Cressona. So it used to be Cressona Aluminum. I mean, they're a great employer. I'm talking to their head of human resources. They talked to me about the job opportunities that are available there and their difficulty in filling positions. And it's disheartening, especially when you go to hearings and you hear about the fact that our unemployment rate is high and that students are not going into our vocational schools to the degree that we need them to go there to fill these manufacturing jobs. So again, I just think that teachers need to understand a couple of things. Number one, what skill set are these important employers looking for to fill these positions? Number two, what's the economic impact on our local area when those jobs are filled? I mean, the fact of the matter is we've got a lot of downstream businesses that can be spawned by big manufacturers like Cressona Aluminum, SAPA, okay? But we have to make sure that those manufacturing businesses are thriving. I can tell you that we had a hearing yesterday in the House on another bill that we have on standardized testing, Keystone exams. And one of the people that was there was John Powers Jr., who's the CEO of Ashtech. It's a business in the Higgins Valley, and they manufacture all kinds of very interesting things, from grills that they use at McDonald's to roller coaster parts that they use in amusement parks all over the world. And he talked about the fact that he could probably triple his workforce if he could get good people going into those high-tech manufacturing jobs. And I just think that our education system doesn't realize the opportunities that are available out there in our local communities. And if we get them on the same page, if we get teachers into those facilities, understanding what skills they're looking for, understanding how good those jobs can be, that we'll start to eliminate that disconnect.
And what's your hope for the path of this legislation?
Well, like I said, it just moved out of committee very recently on December 11th. And I believe it will be up for a House vote here before the end of the year. I'm hopeful that it gets over to the Senate in January and gets on the governor's desk very quickly so we can make this common sense improvement to our education system.
Representative Tobash, thanks for this report to your constituents. And tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Mike Tobash.